Glory to God forever and ever. Lord God Almighty, we come before you in great reverence and we welcome you here. Thank you for everything. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you're doing today, for interceding for us, for praying for us, for knocking on the door of our hearts, for coming to the earth, for dying for us. Holy Spirit, we welcome you here and acknowledge that you are God. The name of Jesus Christ represents and contains the fullness of the Godhead, of the only true God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. His name is an eternal revelation. We could have a series that goes on forever about the name of Jesus Christ, the name of the Lord God Almighty. Amen. The chief end of man is to know God, and man was born to fellowship with him. Amen. To fellowship with God. He offers fellowship. His presence in glory is beyond words. It's beyond description. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful being in the universe. And when someone meets him in that way, when they're born of the Holy Spirit, they get the baptism of the Holy Spirit, they go deeper, they will basically tears will become their language, and it will be beyond words. They won't have the words to express him, and all that he is, all that he himself, but also his attributes, the what he offers to someone. And Jesus called it eternal life. That's knowing. He said eternal life is knowing the only true God and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. Amen. Knowing him is the greatest privilege for mankind. And it's what humans were born to do. Well, let me correct that. That the supreme and chief end of man is to know him. And it's the greatest privilege. But the deepest reality is, man was born to fellowship with God Almighty. And it's the revelation, the truth that God would offer that to mankind is really an unspeakable mystery. When someone knows Jesus Christ, they have God Almighty, the only true God, in their spirit person, and his glories also everywhere on the earth. What they have is beyond words, incomparable. There's no comparison that we can give. Jesus called it the treasure hidden in a field. And when a man found the treasure, he went and sold everything he had, and he bought that field. The very first step in someone receiving all of this is calling on the name of Jesus Christ. That's the very first thing. That's if someone hears the gospel, that's what they do. If someone never hears the gospel, they simply go directly to God. And they can be gloriously saved and walk with him their whole life and make it to heaven. Amen. It's that simple. It's so simple. And that's an example, just one example of the power of the name of Jesus Christ. And it's just so glorious. Again, everything about our most holy faith. Everything becomes beyond words and an unspeakable mystery. Everything. From the very first time that we meet Him until eternity. The power of the name of Jesus Christ, that someone can be saved and receive all that I just tried to just kind of touch on and present. And I want to keep presenting it like that because it's glory to God. It's beyond comprehension what God offers. All contained in that one name and one person. You understand, Jesus Christ is the fullness of the Godhead in bodily form. He is now in glorified flesh in heaven. Glory to God. And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus Christ on the earth. So glorious, so wonderful, it's just so beyond words. And I'm emphasizing it in this way, presenting it, you might say, to build hunger in anyone who will listen, so that we might just somehow realize that when we know Him, and contained within knowing Him, the name of Jesus is such a glorious revelation. Knowing Him, we have everything. We have everything that a human being could ever want, need, desire, long for, hope for, dream of. It's what humans were born to do, generally, and specifically born to fellowship with Him. It's truly fascinating that those of us who are fortunate enough to have the Bible, to hear the gospel, to have these great revelations, we see that God has revealed His name in many, many different ways. A great man of God says God has one name and many revelations of that name. I've been putting these in the notes with the podcast this week, but there's 12 main revelations in the Old Testament, starting with Elohim and Jehovah and El Shaddai and Adonai, all these glorious names, every one of them an eternal revelation, every one so glorious, the only true God revealing Himself to mankind. And then leading up to revealing His Son, Jesus Christ. And that's that no more names were needed. Oh, it's just so glorious. Like, I want to, just in this short message, I want to just kind of touch on the big picture of how God's glorious name it's mentioned in the Bible, and you know, every book of the Bible, there's so much about His name. And again, He revealed these many revelations of His name to mankind, and every one of them, there was a specific one. Just one aspect was there was a very specific need for Him revealing that name. For example, it's very simple, but God first revealed His name as Elohim. It's revealed to us in the Bible as Elohim. And again, deep revelations, eternal revelations in what I'm about to share. But so let's keep it simple. The first name, Elohim, that we see, the next name is Jehovah. Whenever we see the Lord God, the Lord in capital letters, that's Jehovah. Jehovah speaks of covenant partnership relationship with mankind, with man. And Exodus 6:3, let me read this verse. Okay, Exodus 6:2. God spoke to Moses, said to him, I am the Lord. That's Jehovah. Verse 3. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty, but by my name Jehovah I was not known to them. That's incredible, and I want to, at least a great man of God presents a great teaching about this, that why did God reveal himself as Jehovah to Moses and to the Israelites is because they were in bondage. They needed God to save them from bondage to the Egyptians. Okay, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob were not in bondage. They lived on a supernatural level with God Almighty. So we see here, just again, one aspect is there was a need and God met the need. Amen. God Almighty is in the business. He meets needs. Amen. And Jesus Christ is an unspeakably wonderful example of that. Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. There was a great need. I mean, this is incredible. The great need of salvation for mankind. God created man. Man chose self and has chosen self throughout history. And today we see most people choose self. Before the foundation of the world, God had the perfect plan, Jesus Christ. So I wanted to touch on that because it's truly fascinating. One more thing about that, we see that in all of the laws that God presented to the Israelites, it always said, I am the Lord, I am Jehovah, because the only way they could keep those laws is by knowing him as Jehovah. Same thing today. The only way we can walk with God is through the Lord Jesus Christ and having that relationship with him. Let me add this. This is another fascinating part of something in the Old Testament that regarding God's name. Three times in the Old Testament, at least, men asked God, the Lord God, his name. And all three times, God basically hid his names. And this is Jacob, Moses, and then Manoah in Judges 13. And to Manoah, some of the translations say, God said, why are you asking my name? It's too wonderful for you to understand. Some translations say, why do you ask my name, seeing that it is wonderful, capital W. You know, the translators, it's challenging to try to translate, because remember, everything about the only true God is beyond words and indescribable and beyond our comprehension. Too wonderful. His name, too wonderful for them. His presence, too wonderful. We have the privilege of the potential of fellowship with him, but we must prove ourselves worthy. So let me finish with this verse. Please bear with me. I apologize. I'm having, some throat issues. Isaiah 57:15. For thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. So we see here, this is just glorious. His name is holy. His holy, You know, he is holy, his name is holy. But how can we know him? It's by having that contrite and humble spirit, broken and contrite spirit, crushed with sorrow for sin, and, you know, repenting. And it's this glorious opportunity. What an incredible opportunity. It's just all that God offers, so incredible. And it's all, he has revealed himself fully in one person, one name, Jesus, Jesus Christ. He's this incredible gift to mankind. And we see the seriousness of it. We see how, if someone says no, it's very serious consequences. Very serious. Something that we should keep in mind and really let the Holy Spirit reveal this and empower us, that, as I mentioned, you know, most people in the world and most believers have very, very different views of God and then of Jesus Christ. Very different. Well, we also have that same principle applies to our views of God's names. We see all these glorious revelations of God's names, and, you know, and there is a difference. There is a difference. Jesus specifically said, the only true God and Jesus Christ. You know, he spoke about his Father God on, and how we should fear him and so forth. At the same time, the name of Jesus, Jesus is one with the Father, and Jesus Christ is the Lord God Almighty. And his name has the same power as Jehovah, as all those wonderful, glorious, awesome, awe-inspiring names of the only true God. Well, Jesus Christ, there's that same power and might and dominion and authority and magnificence and excellence and everything about, like, so when we know Jesus Christ, well, this is incredible. We have, this is an offer, a gift to mankind that is literally beyond compare. So awesome. And his name, same thing. When we pray in the name of Jesus, we get the victory every time. All of heaven stands at attention. There's that song. Heaven stands at attention at the mention of that name. I mean, to think that one person in the world, if they simply call on the name of Jesus in humility, that Father God Almighty and heaven respond. I mean, that they I should say it's a mystery what happens, but God saves them. Jesus even said, I will pray to the Father and he will send another helper. So glorious, so incredible to think that Jesus even said, at one point he said, he who confesses me before man, I will confess before the angels. Let me read that verse, Matthew 10:32. Everyone who shall confess me before men, I will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven. Another translation says angels. That's it. Luke 12:8 says, before the angels of God. To think that's one aspect of the power of the name of Jesus. Jesus will confess that person before the Father God Almighty. And it's this glorious mystery that occurs in the spirit realm. It's just, there's another mystery of the kingdom of heaven. I wanted to try to finish with something just to motivate us. You know, people on the earth often, there's very important people, right, who's are so important that everyday regular people can never get any time with them, ever. And that important person, whoever they are, often their time is so valuable, you know, just incredibly valuable. Well, someone who knows Jesus Christ, their time is priceless, and they to think that God Almighty would offer himself to a person all the time, their entire life, for all eternity, is just so incredible. Infinitely, infinitely, eternally greater than every famous person on the earth offering themselves to someone. I mean, those humans offering themselves, that's just nothing. It's like, and so when, you know, Jesus Christ offering himself and offering God, offering the name of Jesus and offering Jesus is just beyond comprehension. Like, I know I keep saying that, but the Holy Spirit can reveal to us how this incredible treasure and the value of it and the value of even a person's soul who's unsaved. Their soul, because they're made in God's image, is eternal and priceless. Beyond, Jesus even said, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world yet forfeits his soul? Okay, so that one aspect of that is their soul is worth more than all the everything in the world. And the wealth of all the whole world. What does it profit a man if he gains the whole world yet forfeits his soul? Let's just let those words stand. And then he said, or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? There's nothing someone can give. They can have the whole world, everything in it, and everything that the world has to offer. Everything. And they cannot give that in exchange for their soul. Because their soul is so valuable. Even if they don't realize it, their soul has that value. Same thing with believers. Someone who knows Jesus Christ. Again, most believers are, it's great that they're saved, but they stay in the born-again phase. They're not, you know, they're not, there's reasons why, but even if they don't realize it, what they have is that treasure, the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, this treasure, that it's beyond words, beyond comprehension. We cannot even put any, it's impossible to put even a value on it, because it's just beyond, it's the priceless, incomparable treasure of Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit, the only true God. Amen.